I started at Capilillo School at the age of 5, very reluctantly. I walked up the hill with my mother, and on the way up she allowed me to pick blackberries because the road wasn't open as it is now. There was a main road, as we called it, and a little side lane, a little path, and we walked along the path. And I can remember it being strewn with tree trunks, roots. It wasn't safe, but we walked up there. And I would drag my feet until I got up to school, and I'd be greeted by children even younger than myself, for they promised my mother that they would look after me. We went into school and had a bottle of milk almost immediately to comfort me. And I can remember it had a cardboard top on it. And I was told to keep the cardboard because we used to make pom-pom, little balls of wool, and all pretty, pretty little things like that. The first teacher, she was a Miss Jones, and she was very kind. And we were warned that she was kinder than Mrs. Roberts, who was in the second class. We didn't often see Mrs. Roberts. Very, very happy period. And then we moved up to Miss Fanny Williams, who we all were very, very fond of, but treated her with great respect. She was so strict on rules and good manners, disciplinarian. She was wonderful, she really was. And then there was Johnny Ivor. I don't think I can say any more about Johnny Ivor, but I was very, very happy in Capilillo. Good friends who I still in touch with.